6 currently overcast skies and 44 degrees at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. I am Chad Holmes and welcome to the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Full Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. I was going to say coming up, we have the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, but she has just walked in. So as soon as she's ready, we'll let her come on in. But just wanted to, first of all, hopefully you had all a great weekend. And very happy to start off the new work week with the mayor. And, Katie, nice to see you again.
Hey, happy last week of April.
I tell you.
It's snowing out there.
It doesn't feel like it, does it? I mean, really. I mean, because I think all of us have our internal clocks, you know, sort of says what time it is, what time of year it is. Yeah. It has no feeling like late April.
No.
It hasn't felt that way all month, except for the 1 week, a couple weeks ago where
it was 80. But then it was the 80s, right. So it also didn't feel like that.
Right. Yeah.
So whatever this is.
Will it warm up? We'll find out later with our meteorologist, Ray Miller from Weatherology, but plenty to talk about.
I guess
we'll start off because...
I don't even know what you want to talk about. This is just...
I know.
We're going live.
You are the
do it live.
You're the anti-Ron Johnson.
So. Oh, am I?
He always wants to know what the questions are.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, that's no fun.
I know it's not any fun. Let's start off because since we last talked, you made it official.
Oh, yeah. I guess I did, didn't I?
Yeah. You told Kristen Bry before me, but...
I'm sorry.
I tell you. No. Her timing was perfect because I heard her talk to you saying, hey, I was going to bring her in. Then I saw yesterday she announced she's running for re-election. I know it's something we've touched on in the past. And one of the, I think for folks out there, one of the surprising things is it was not a slam dunk. This was something you actually took a lot of time to think about and decide whether or not you wanted to do this again. Could you maybe, you know, pull back the curtain just a little bit? Talk about what you were thinking about. What were the... obviously, there are some great things about being the mayor. There's probably some things that are not so great about being the mayor. There are things you want to do. There's things you may be not able to do because, doggone it, you're not the queen here in Wausau.
Unfortunately,
so.
This isn't a dictatorship. Is that what George Bush said that one time?
Yeah, I think so. But what was the thought process and how long did you think about it? Or has it been something that's sort of been an ongoing conversation with yourself?
Yeah, it's been kind of smoldering for the last however many, I mean, the last 3 years. Friday was actually my official third mayor-iversary. So
time flies, huh?
Right. I don't even know. I can't tell if that's a long time or a little bit of time. Just COVID kind of changed things. I keep thinking, man.
It feels like a long time.
COVID distracted me from all the things I wanted to do, and I think probably all of us. And now we're all kind of going crazy trying to figure it out. Yeah, so I didn't know what I wanted to do. I struggle because I feel like I'm more of a contemplative than maybe other politicians are. Mm-hmm. And that this job takes a toll. You're expected to respond immediately and, you know, with gusto and all of that stuff. And, you know, there's an amount of cheerleading and I'm not a cheerleader. So, you know, it's hard. And that we make hard decisions. I have to make hard decisions. There's stuff that affects real people every day that the council that I have to decide, and it doesn't feel good sometimes. And you wonder, like, am I the right person? If this feels so hard, am I the right person to do this? But, you know, as I was thinking earlier this year about all the opportunities we have to fix water, I'm so excited. I really hope that we can remove all of the lead service lines. That is really what kind of kept me. I was like, all right, we're going to come up with a plan. We're going to get it done. And that is what I want. I want to finish that up. And then I want to maybe think about doing other things. But we'll see. Maybe I'll love it. I don't know. All these mayors seem to want to be around forever. And I'm like, how do you know that?
It seems like politics has changed over the years.
Yeah.
Very significantly. And one aspect... today in the news was hearing that the president is in all likelihood going to announce his reelection campaign tomorrow. And I saw a quote from one of the political directors or vice president of the political department at ABC saying, President Joe Biden, whose approval numbers are underwater right now. And I think you can disagree maybe in certain ways about the president, but I was thinking about when I was growing up that there was an opportunity, I thought, for elected leaders, for politicians to become very popular if it felt like they were doing the job they were elected to do. And you think about, obviously, inflation's been an issue, but at the same time, we have never seen unemployment numbers like we've seen. And I'm thinking back if when I was growing up, when Carter was president or Reagan had started, and they had these numbers, they would be unstoppable.
Right.
And yet in this era, and it's not just president. I think
it's everywhere.
Yeah, you look at every level. It feels like it's very difficult for anybody who tries to get anything accomplished to become popular. And I know that's not the point of the job.
It shouldn't be.
But at the same time, it does make your job, I think, easier if you have that political capital where you feel, hey, I got all these people behind me. Yeah. How do you look at that aspect of the job? Because I mentioned Reagan. He was known as the Teflon president. It would just roll right off. I don't get the sense with you that you're the Teflon mayor, that it just rolls off. But you've gone through this now for 3 years. Does it feel that way, that almost no matter what you do, there's going to be a rather loud, large contingent that, I'm not going to be
on
your
side. You're always going to have criticism, right? And from people that maybe you would consider your allies, which is probably the harder part, and then from people who just don't like you for whatever reason. So, it's a practice. Every day it's a practice. I get to decide if I'm going to respond to the meetings.
I saw the clock going off. I got to take a quick time out. We're going to continue on that because I think it's interesting. We'll have more with the mayor coming up here on WXCO. I like giving you those Lilith-Fair artists, little Lilith-Fair.
So, Representative Shankland and I have been trying to come up with a time for us to do some karaoke. So you can probably expect to hear us sometime in the next, year.
Again, we're talking to Mayor Katie Rosenberg, and like you, I'm always so very impressed with Representative Shankland.
Oh, man.
Before we continue, I want to kind of delve into, a little bit about the job, but I just love the fact with yourself and with Representative Shankland, we are getting, I think, different points of view generationally. And I do think that would be so much a help, especially at the national level. It feels like we're getting older and older and older at the national level. It feels like we need that perspective from different points of view. And I imagine that your point of view, maybe even different than some folks that are, you work with on the council, is important. It's important for growing a community and looking to the future when you're not relying on a bunch of, I'm not a person that actually believes in term limits or age limits, but at the same time, it feels like right now, the power of incumbency has gotten greater, I think, with the money that's in politics.
It's the money.
But between you and, say, Representative Shankland, there is a different perspective, isn't there?
There's a little bit of a different perspective, I would say. Fun fact, I'll be turning 40 this year. So, everyone's like, oh, you're so young. I would say 40 is probably middle age, right? So here we are.
Oh, I wish.
I think some of that also has to do with the egos involved in politics, right? Like, it would be so easy to just listen to the people that like you and be like, oh, look at me, I'm the mayor, I do these things and everyone likes me. I mean, even though we know that's not true, but there's an amount of ego involved, and I think that some of what we're seeing are just people that want to stick around because they think their opinion is the most important, most informed, whatever. And instead of mentoring other folks who can come up and start leading, they stay there. I don't want to posit too hard, but, when you think about what now Senator Tammy Baldwin, maybe that pipeline in Madison was waiting for, and she got sick of waiting. So she just ran for Congress. She ran for Senate. She wasn't going to wait for state Senate. So I appreciate that about her, and sometimes that's what you got to do. So I hope, frankly, that we're seeing a whole squad of young people and different kinds of people and people who have these different points of view. I think we need that across the board.
Going back to what we were talking about before the break, do you sometimes, and I was saying this during the break, it feels like sometimes those who have a more and I called it a positive view of government, that you're able to do things, be able to push an agenda that you believe in that would make either the community, the state, or the country better, that sometimes that leads to more pushback than somebody that's basically just status quo.
Yeah.
I studied political science in college, and looking at this country, it does feel like it's really hard at times to get off the status quo. No matter where you are, even I would say in a more progressive area, mm-hmm. there is almost this feeling that the safe piece of land for a politician is status quo, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And there is some of that. You know, I think one of the things I feel lucky, you know, working at Foot Locker back in the day, you know, a lot of what we did was, you know, we got to experiment. And if you're not failing sometimes, you're not doing your job. So, I mean, I think that's what we haven't been allowed to do is try new things and fail. And I think that's also hard for people to see when you're trying new things and failing, right? It's not it's not a positive message, but you have to. We can't do the same things over and over again. And you're going to try new things and you're going to succeed too. But we have to allow ourselves that freedom to be like test, pivot, repeat, whatever that looks like, almost like science.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough. You know, that's the reason they call it political science.
Students of history know that was exactly the terminology that Franklin Roosevelt used when he got into office, because we were in a very difficult spot in this country. And he said, hey, we're going to try something. If it doesn't work, we're going to try something else.
Right.
And really, the only time we're able to do that is when we're in deep trouble.
Yeah, crisis. That's when you have the most freedom, right? Well, you got to see what sticks to the wall. Let's go.
Yeah.
So I would say that's probably one of those successes that I would count in the President Biden column, being able to figure out how to get all this money out to municipalities. Mm-hmm. ARPA was huge, huge. All of this bipartisan infrastructure law, inflation reduction, you know, now we're worried. I'm getting emails from the Conference of Mayors and things like that because they're talking about clawbacks, right? So, you know, maybe they're saying it hasn't worked in some areas. And I know for a fact we've been able to get that money out to places that need it, to fix our water, to build more affordable housing, things like that.
Again, we're talking to Mayor Katie Rosenberg of Wausau here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Along the same lines, we are in the midst of the budget discussions, and it's hard to sometimes get a feel for where we are, because after last November, I think there was a feeling, because of the governor winning by a decent margin, that some of the ideas that he has been pushing and maybe some other Democrats and progressives have been pushing would be able to get into this next budget. It's hard to tell what's going on because, you know, you have some of the public meetings, but what's happening within, say, the Republican caucus or within some of the discussions, do you have a sense? Do you hear any rumbles on, you know, because I know we've talked and there's some very important items that you'd love to see as part of this next budget cycle. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing anything at this point? Are you talking to anybody?
You know, I'm probably hearing the same stuff that everyone else is hearing. You know, the Republican caucus in the assembly is not on the same page as the Republican caucus in the Senate. Mm-hmm. And nobody's on the same page as the governor. So you kind of see this external, you know, discussion happening that, you know, that's probably why people think politics sucks, right? It's because you're seeing how the sausage is made, and it's awful. It's awful. There's fighting, and it doesn't feel right, and you feel like you're using people as pawns. But I think we're going to get somewhere, right? We got to get this budget through by July. Mm-hmm. It's got to be signed. I have a lot of hope that we get this shared revenue fixed. And, you know, maybe it won't be the way the governor presented it. Maybe it won't even be the way we're seeing it now in the assembly. But it's going to be fixed.
Well, on the same line, I was talking to somebody last week saying that the way things are done could be, you know, you can still have your deep heart beliefs right to your heart, but do it in a way that allows, I think, better government. Mm-hmm. And when the governor makes a budget proposal and then Robin Voss says, well, we're just going to start over again, because I don't care how different maybe the governor and Robin Voss and the Republicans in the legislature are, there's got to be 15, 20, 40, 50%, somewhere in there, that you can agree on.
Yeah.
What I would think it would go a long way towards the state as a whole, the people within the state, to say, okay, if Robin Voss, well, I disagree with the governor in a lot of ways, but here are 3, 4, 5 things that I agree on. We're going to start there. We're going to allow that, and then we're going to start the discussions. It feels like there are small steps that could be taken to make government more positive for the people involved.
Are you forgetting about the primary that Robin Voss had earlier last year? Because, I mean, that's the problem. Politics. Yeah. These gerrymandered districts harm everybody, okay? You go to the extremes. You're only going to win if you pander to, you know, the loudest people. So that's part of the problem. I mean, the Republicans would gain with ungerrymandered maps, right? With fair maps. So, mm-hmm. Hey, that's my thought. Fair maps. But I do think that we're in a place where we've all kind of talked ourselves into our corners and we're scared to come out because we don't want our donors and our friends to be mad at us for saying things that maybe aren't the ideal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I remember sitting down during the North Central healthcare discussions when we were talking about re-upping that Tri-County agreement, I don't know, 7 years ago. And it was a really hard discussion. And I remember at one point, I was very passionate. And I was like, no, I hate everything about this. We're done. And I didn't want to be a part of it. I was going to vote against whatever. And the county administrator at the time, Brad Carter, sits me down and goes, Katie, listen, I know you care a lot about this. And I know that there's stuff in here that you actually do. You wrote this. You care about this. So what can you live with? And that's how he put it. He said, "What can you live with? And so sometimes I have to come back to myself and say, okay, I get it. We're never going to get to the perfect, but mm-hmm. what can I live with? And, you know, that's not a popular message to share mm-hmm. out. Like, this is what I could live with. But, you know, I think it's one of those things that we got to start thinking about as a society because we have to compromise on everything. Have you ever tried to decide where to eat with someone else? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to figure out how you can come together.
Exactly. Again, talking to Mayor Katie Rosenberg, before we, you know, in the last few minutes of this segment, last time we were, was it before the election? I think it was before the election the last time that we had talked.
Because, maybe.
Yeah, because we do it once a month and it's April. I guess your thoughts on the results. Number one, the results statewide where you saw, again, a double-digit win for Protasiewicz. But here in Marathon County, I saw that Dan Kelly, who I think it's pretty well agreed is not a good candidate, yet still won, I think, by double digits in Marathon County. So what does it say about the state? What does it say about our area still?
We're a little red, aren't we?
We are a little bit.
But it's interesting because Wausau seems to be a little purple pocket. I mean, mm-hmm. consistently you see 55%, 56% to those kind of left-leaning candidates. And that's apparently who we are. And we all live together, right? Mm-hmm. We have some problems, but we can do this. So I don't really know what to say about Marathon County because we've seen changes for the last 10 years, I would say. So, I mean, we used to be represented by all Democrats. Mm-hmm. And now pretty much the only countywide Democrat is the district attorney. And I don't know if I see her out there proclaiming that ever.
Right. And it seems as though the rural areas are getting more red. Mm-hmm. And I think, and actually something that was interesting with our organization, we had a little staff wide discussion last week about talking to rural audiences mm-hmm. that they have their beliefs and they're very strong. How do you talk to rural audiences? Obviously, you're the mayor of Wausau, but you've been involved in Marathon County for a long time. What do you think that the folks in the rural areas and the folks in the city of Wausau differ? And is it as wide as maybe the numbers would indicate? Maybe it's just more subtle.
Yeah, I think it's probably more subtle than we think. One of the things, you know, being on the county board was a really great experience for me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I represented a very liberal district. But, you know, I routinely would go out to the Eastern Western Towns Association meetings. And the first thing you do is you sit down and you have a meeting and then you eat dinner together. And that is probably the number one thing you can do is you sit down together, you share a meal, you listen. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the big things is you do need to listen to what people are saying and not to reject it, to try and understand. And I think that's one of the things. It's easy for politicians to be like, you should believe this and here's why. Right. No, what is it that you're trying to communicate? What's the problem here? And sometimes it's like, oh, I have a problem with that too, but I express it differently.
That seems to be one of the biggest things that Tammy Baldwin does well.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's really, when you look at the bio of Tammy Baldwin, mm-hmm. you think, boy, there's no way that she'd be able to get some of these voters, and yet she is probably one of the best Democratic vote-getters in rural areas. I mean, I know there's still a lot of work to be done, mm-hmm. but somehow the idea that, number one, she works for them and she listens to them.
Yeah. Well, look what she does when she shows up. She talks about the issues that matter. She's not going to just her BFF's, you know, place to hear from them and feel good about herself. She's asking the tough questions. Mm-hmm. She's supporting bills that maybe other Democrats in the Senate don't support because it supports Wisconsin. So I think that's really, she understands the pulse of our state and she mm-hmm. understands us.
going to take a quick time out for a news update, then come back and kind of focus on some issues within the city of Wausau. We've been putting on the political science hat, and hopefully people stuck with it. But we're going to come back and talk some more with the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 2:28. It's the Chad Holmes Show. I forgot what the name of the show was there for a moment. Here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back. Time is 2:33. I'm Chad Holmes, along with Mayor Katie Rosenberg of the City of Wausau, here on this Monday edition of the program. And Mayor, let's talk some issues within the city. And I think one that got people's attention in the last, I don't know, a week or two, time just kind of comes together, is the security issue at City Hall. There was a, rather significant discussion.
Yeah.
You talked about it yourself. The chief was there talking about it. There were folks as well who were concerned about, the historical aspect. But it came close to home for you.
Yeah.
And that you were very, very, I would call it emotional and somebody, and it was very, I would call it maybe forceful in terms of what you were talking about, which the chief agreed with, basically, that it's important that we be proactive on this. But number one, talk about maybe what led to the discussion, because there were some moments within City Hall that are kind of scary.
We've had some scary moments, and, at first, we were thinking, is it just me? Is it my existence here? Like, what am I, in the first couple of months of me being there, I was locked into my office by my assistant, and she said, don't come out until I tell you to. And it was somebody who had showed up and was really upset and kind of confused, and they were mad about, the DMV. Okay. But really,
we're all mad about
that. I know.
This
person was kind of freaking out the rest of the staff up there, and eventually, officers responded, and, so that was kind of the start. I was like, is it like this all the time? And, my assistant at the time was like, nope, this is not normal. We've had a couple more incidents like that. We've had, some repeat people that really are trying to get my attention, other people's attention. And we've had some scary moments with people who refuse to leave when we're closing for the day. Mm-hmm. And, I'm worried about giving too many details about everything, right? But,
when you turn a corner and find somebody that shouldn't be there, that's probably pretty nerve-wracking.
Yeah. And, we got to fix it. There's a couple of things that are easy fixes, and there's a couple of things that are more expensive fixes. And so I've been talking about this with the police chief and the deputy chief since I started.
Mm-hmm.
And, if something were to happen to somebody working at City Hall under my watch, I don't know how I could, live with that. It's unacceptable. We know what we need to do to fix it, so let's just fix it. And, it's not just about me.
Right.
It is not about me. It is about anybody who works at City Hall. They deserve to be protected at work. They deserve to not be scared. They deserve to not hear lots of wild noises on the third floor at the end of the day because somebody's refusing to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've had a couple of incidents that were a little alarming. So we just got to fix it.
And it's unfortunate, but we see it all the time. It's
right.
not just a central Wisconsin thing.
Right.
It's not a Wisconsin thing. It's a national issue where folks are able to go into these public places and unfortunately, act out on their problems with whatever it may be. Where do we stand with that? I know the discussion was rather, it was a very
So it was approved. It was approved 10-1. One person voted against it, and you know, we'll move forward.
What are we going to be doing? What was approved?
This? So the funding for, there's some plans. We'll kind of wall off the access of stairs and elevator. We'll be moving our municipal court staff to kind of closer to the front by customer service, so they will have more visibility to the other customer service, but also so that they're, you know, protected also. So I think it'll be good. It shouldn't affect most people. Right. We'll have opportunities for folks to communicate, you know, with anybody in that building. There's nobody's going to be shut out.
It sounds a lot like what's been done within schools, to be honest with
exactly.
you. I mean, it used to be where if I had to go and talk to somebody at one of the schools, I just walk right in, you know. Yeah. Nowadays, you have to press a button, you have to be approved, you have to sign in.
At the very least, they need to know you're walking into that building.
Exactly.
Which, that doesn't seem like too much to ask. You know, we're not going to be like the courthouse, right? We probably won't have metal detectors and things like that, deputies. But we will have, you know, a little bit. You'll have to slow down a bit.
Let's talk about something else I saw last week. It was a story thing was in the Pilot, I think it was, WausauPilotReview.com, about tax increment financing and economic development. And I got to tell you, that is something that's always confused me.
Yeah.
I mean, it really has. I try to, you know, try to figure it out. And it's interesting, the story talked about how maybe the city and the county have different ideas on the TIF and whether or not it's something that's worth doing. What is being discussed within the city? And also, could you maybe give a thumbnail sketch for folks out there? What it means, what is the positives, maybe even what the questions are about.
Yeah, sure. So the reason we were talking about it at all last week or the week before is that at Plan Commission and then previous meetings, there was Joint Review Board and all of that, we were talking about amendments and updates to our tax increment financing districts and those plans. And so that needs to happen every year. We have to have that conversation. So this was an annual thing. And then there were a couple of districts that were amended. So that's kind of where the conversation started. And, you know, it's hard because TIF is one of the few tools that municipalities have to invest more money than maybe they have immediately accessible into new development projects. Mm-hmm. Is it perfect? No, it absolutely is not perfect. It's not perfect. But basically what happens is a municipality will create a district. So whatever your boundaries are, there it is. The intention is to develop something. And in that district, and you know, the Joint Review Board has members of the Technical College, the school district, the county, and then I think a random citizen, and they all have to approve of this too. So in theory, these organizations would be working together and you wouldn't do anything that you hated. But so you have a district and you freeze it then. You basically freeze the payments, the tax dollars you're giving to your county and your school districts and your technical college.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frozen. They still get what they were getting in, like, you know, 2023, you continue getting that. But any growth goes back into the district for redevelopment. So that's kind of how it works. You know, there's some question about, like, is this really worth it in the end? And it's hard because you're calculating over 20 or 30 years, right?
Right.
So, you know, I wish there was a different way that we could get more things done. One of those ways would probably be borrowing, which I don't think a lot of people love that either. So do we want to grow or do we not want to? Right. I think we have to accept some concessions. Now, yeah, I would say it's not perfect and it's confusing. And and when you talk about it, it sounds like you're talking in circles.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have your critics and you have economists who don't agree on this, right? There's a guy out of Stevens Point who you should probably talk to about this sometime. You could have a raucous debate with him and maybe someone else because it's not perfect. So have I answered this?
I think so. Okay. Again, it's just the thought process behind it.
Yeah.
And it's just, again, it's not simple. It is not simple. And I think that's one of the, when people hear TIF and it's like glazed over and I say, what does that all mean? And are we giving stuff away? And, you know,
well, I think the other thing is, like, in the past, we borrowed to then give that money to a developer. Like, that is how we used it. And we assumed the TIF would pay us back as a city. So now, the last 3 years, and maybe even before that, but I've really been paying very close attention to the last 3 years, you know, we don't borrow to give money to developers. We say, all right, you will build this asset. And once that starts accruing the tax dollars, we'll start giving you that money. Mm-hmm. So we've changed a little bit. We've tried to do a financial, you know, perspective on each project so that it's laid out by a financial advisor that's neutral, you know, and that's a challenge too.
Another issue that we've talked about is the homeless issue. And and now after some flooding that led to some clearing out of some of the homeless encampments, the police are saying now that they're not going to allow any more encampments in some of those areas. I saw a story again talking about how that could lead to some lawsuits. Is there any worry about that? What's your thoughts on what's being done now after that flooding? And obviously, I think it's been a conversation that's been ongoing. And any worries about any kind of liability?
Yeah, I mean, I think the worries I have are for the people who are not living in homes, right? I'm worried about people who are living outdoors for sustained periods. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's appropriate for people. I don't think it's good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the folks were worried specifically about that area around the dam, but they went around to other places where people were living on Barker Stewart Island and Fern Island. And then actually after the flooding started, I was shown some areas off of First where we had no way of notifying some of these people. And I looked down the hillside and the campsite is completely underwater. So, you know, like that's not good. And all of the stuff is gone, right? So like, that's not good. I feel like we're left with not good options for everybody. So we've been working really hard on how do we make sure that everybody who is unhoused gets housed. It's not going to be perfect. We, you know, we spent, you know, almost $1 million working towards Catholic Charities sheltering. We're doing 24/7 now. And, you know, not everybody likes that. And I get it. So the team is still working really hard on figuring out how can we find more housing more quickly. Mm-hmm. We need places for people to live. You know, people deserve dignity. They deserve clean places to live. They deserve to not be ogled at. And, you know, they deserve to be safe. You know, some of that stuff is just not safe. So that's kind of the thing. I'm, you know, lawsuits, I mean, that helps us establish what we should be doing. So there's some of that. I don't know exactly what kind of lawsuits we're talking about, but you know, I mean, that's part of this. That is why it's the third branch of government.
Again, we're talking to Mayor Katie Rosenberg of Wausau here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. A couple of other quick topics I wanted to touch on. Part of my job is I do high school sports.
Yay.
And, for many years, the schools were able to use Athletic Park. And I was doing a game over at Brockmeyer. That's where Newman Catholic plays. And
oh, sure.
Brockmeyer is not the level, I think, that some other parks are. And I know that the Woodchucks put a lot of money into Athletic Park and its renovation. And the word is, and again, maybe I'm wrong, that they don't want anybody else using that field.
Oh, I don't think that can even happen.
Well, what is the deal? Why are we not seeing any high school teams play at Athletic Park anymore?
I don't know the answer to that. I know that the American Legion plays there. I know that there are some other organizations that do play there. So I'm sorry, I don't have an answer.
I've heard there's a certain date they don't want anybody playing beforehand.
Oh.
And I don't know whether that's a suggestion from the Woodchucks or if it's not.
Yeah, that's actually something I can ask our Parks Department because, you know, Jamie Polly, our director, works really hard on, you know, maintaining all of those places.
Right.
So, yeah, I hadn't heard that specifically.
I would be appreciative because I do know that there's some folks involved with, even, you know, West has their own field now, mm-hmm. but they would, it's always nice to play a game or two over there because it's always been a city-owned park, yeah. and it used to be the home for both those schools.
Well, yeah, my husband played baseball in high school, and he told me about how it was so wonderful to always play at that field.
Right. All right, so next time you come in, okay. I'm going to ask you again. So.
All right, I'm going to follow up on that.
Very good. And also, I know that you and the city is not responsible for the roads, but something we talked about, because right outside here, every time I come, it is the worst. So it's like I'm gritting my teeth every time I either come to work or leave work.
Yeah. What you need is a mouth guard.
I know it. What is, because I know that the governor talked about, well, he's fixed the damn roads. Well, yes, fixed all the damn roads.
Yeah.
Because frankly, there's even more than the road right here in front of our station.
Yeah.
How does that work? Say that someone gets a complaint to you.
Yeah.
How do you get a complaint then to somebody else who's able to fix these roads?
Yeah. So first of all, we still have our pothole hotline. I would have to pull up my phone to tell you the phone number, but it is on my official mayor Facebook page.
Oh, good.
Popped it up there. So some of the roads are complicated because the road out here is a state road,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So yes, but I'm pretty sure we'll be out here pothole. We have a new asphalt recycler. So we'll be out everywhere. You'll see us. It's fancy. It's awesome. So it reuses all that old asphalt, and we're able to fill those potholes with hot mix. We don't even have to wait for the plants to open. So there's some of that. We have a schedule that we rebuild roads on. This one probably needs to be rebuilt. But again, it's a state road, and it wasn't on their list. So we're pressuring. Right. We're pressuring. I have offered to drive the governor in my Jeep over this. Did I tell you this? And
yes.
Whatever. His you know, his staff is not... It's not ideal, apparently.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Well, Mayor, it's always great to talk to you. It's always great to have you in every month. We'll get you back in next month. But again, I don't know to congratulate you, but congrats on your reelection campaign.
Thanks for being a wacko.
But we'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you.
Mayor Katie Rosenberg of the City of Wausau. We need to take a quick break. We'll come back with more. The time is 2:47. I am Chad Holmes here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. On Tuesday, it's a showdown at the top of the Merrillwood Conference South Division in high school baseball as the Marathon Red Raiders host the Stratford Tigers. Hear the game live, online only at bowfallsradio.com and Sports Stream 2, starting with the pregame show at 4:30 and the first pitch at 4:45. The game will also be heard on delay on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 at approximately 7 p.m. Marathon High School Baseball on Bow Falls Radio is brought to you by Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Cheese, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark's Chiropractic, and People's State Bank. It's Marathon taking on Stratford in high school baseball. Tuesday, live online at bowfallsradio.com and Sports Stream 2 starting at 4:30 and on tape delay on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 at approximately 7 p.m. With you on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Always great to have the Mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, joining us once a month to talk about anything I want to talk about, basically. And it's always great to have those public servants who don't say, well, give me a complete list, everything. I mean, sometimes they would like an idea because I mean, there's no problem with saying, hey, here's a couple of things I'm going to bring up, but not exactly how I'm going to word it, exactly, you know, basically an open book test. And with Mayor Rosenberg, it's not even giving anything. Just she comes on in, whatever I feel like talking about, we'll talk about, and always does a terrific job. And look forward to hearing her response about Athletic Park because I have had discussions where it's disappointing that our high schools are not what they used to be in terms of using Athletic Park, even just a little bit before the Woodchuck season starts. I know that Mr. McDonald from the Woodchucks has put a lot of money into Athletic Park. It's still a city park, and the opportunity should be there for our high school student athletes to get an opportunity to play there at least a little bit during the course of their season. A quick note that coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking about the schools. As tomorrow at 3:15, joining me here in studio will be the president of the Wausau School Board, Jim Boucher. So, President of the School Board, Jim Boucher, will get an update on where we stand in terms of the consolidation plan that was passed. And also tonight, in fact, they will be holding a meeting, the reorganization of the Wausau School Board. Talk about how changes affect the board. In this case, not major changes. There's one new school board member joining up after the election we had during the earlier this month. I mean, it seems like a lot longer ago, but we'll talk about that as well. So a lot to talk about in terms of the Owosso School Board. School Board President Jim Boucher joining me at 3:15 tomorrow here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about a couple of different things. One thing is media. And I've had experience losing my job in media. And today we saw a couple of rather significant media personalities lose their job. Tucker Carlson was let go at Fox, and Don Lemon was let go at CNN. I'm going to talk a little bit about what it means, what it doesn't mean as well. Because if you recall, back before Tucker Carlson had the program, it was hosted by a man named Bill O'Reilly. And the thing about that is that when Bill O'Reilly got let go because of his personal issues, people were so happy. Boy, oh boy, that's a big change now. Bill O'Reilly won't be on Fox News Channel anymore. It's going to be much, much better. In fact, it got much, much, much worse with the white supremacist hour that was put on by Tucker Carlson. But he's out. Don Lemon is out. Talk about this business a little bit, because I've been around it for quite a long time. Also, going to talk a little bit about what Ron Johnson had to say today. He had an opportunity at an event hosted by Wisconsin Eye. Wisconsin Eye is the C-SPAN of Wisconsin politics. And Johnson was asked a few questions and had a few answers. I'm going to talk about what he had to say. What questions was asked, what questions were answered, what it means, and I have some thoughts on that. I saw, again, some interesting responses from Ron Johnson during the course of that conversation. Also going to touch a little bit on sports. I had a great opportunity to go down to Milwaukee on Friday. It was a lot of fun. Saw the Brewers as a couple of Newman Catholic state championship teams were honored on Friday night at American Family Field. So going to talk about that, a trip, talk about what's going on with the crew. Big, big game tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks. Looks like some good news for the Bucks in terms of getting back the top player in the NBA, Giannis. So we're going to discuss that as well. So lots to go over as we continue into hour number two of the program. And also coming up in just a few minutes at 3:06, we'll be talking to our meteorologist, Ray Miller from weatherology.com. Boy, love to get some warmer temperatures. Let's get some spring-like weather, as we've had a week of summer and then a lot of late winter weather. And also, a quick note, we've talked about this the last couple of weeks. The flood warning continues for the Wisconsin River below Wausau, affecting Marathon County. It's been this way for a couple of weeks. So again, please be aware. We're hearing about flooding in our area and also some other areas of the state of Wisconsin. If you do run into any flooding on the roads, motorists should not attempt to drive around barricades or drive cars through flooded areas. Turn around, don't drown. When encountering flooded roads, most flood deaths occur in vehicles. So again, flood warning continuing for Marathon County, Wisconsin River, below Wausau. Coming up, CBS News at the top of the hour. I'm sure we'll get the latest news on the media firings today and a whole bunch more. And plus, the President of the United States looks like he's going to officially announce that he is running for re-election. May touch on that as well. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.